Somebody's got an open mic in 0TR. But you got a problem with your microphone or something. You keep seeing the repeater.
Tom, can you speak?
Somebody's got an open mic. Sound like Patrick. Send your OTR.
It was me, but not my open mic.
Well, it's full strength signal down here, anyways, Patrick. So, I don't know who's doing it unless they're accidentally sitting on it in their automobile.
Now, so maybe they got it. But how are you and Miss Bernice doing this afternoon?
Dirted it up. That happens sometimes when the mic slides down between the seat. Oh, I just woke up from a nap, so I'll probably sound growly. We're doing fine. I'm just headed down to pick up another dehumidifier. Seems like they shoot craps about every 2 years. I keep one down in the basement, Patrick, to keep it dry.
Thank you for keeping one down there. And, yeah, they just don't make things like they used to. They just don't make, they're not made to last. But, of course, companies want you buying products, so they don't want it to last.
Obsolescence. Kind of like automobiles. Oh, shoot. Well, Patrick, it's a China product, China. I'm pretty sure the one that's down there. Either that or Korean, I'm not certain. It's Hisense, and it has a pump in it. And it really keeps it nice down there. And keeps the humidity down about 45% where I like it. Let me turn my radio down in the background here. Well, how was your day today? Patrick, that key down thing is happening again with somebody's radio. That's just a guess on my part, but that's what it sounds like. I don't know if your mic done that or somebody else's.
Not mine, because I can hear it. So, I don't know whose it is, but somebody's got something going on.
I don't know if they teach it or not, but I ought to talk to W4EY about that. So many people come up here and do their testing. Now, to call for a radio check, that's fine, but they can much easier use a simplex frequency to do their SWR checking in that. It'd be far less annoying, but that don't seem to be the case.
I hear a lot of it through the day, keying the repeater just repeatedly, and all kinds of different things going on.
I got a radar on me. I hope it ain't behind me. It's a highway patrol or sheriff, one of the two. And I was running about 50 there, but I think it's 45 back there. Oh, shoot. Well, Bernice bought some strawberries today from the fruit stand here, right here at 290 and 101. Boy, they have just been fabulous lately. She buys the one back there in the used car section, I call it, where they have damaged fruit. But, heck, they ain't hardly anything wrong with them, and they're cheaper. And so a couple of the strawberries, you might have to cut a bad spot off of. But, man, they've been running really wonderful this year. I hope the peaches are as good.
We haven't had no strawberries this year. Might have to stop and get some of them now that you mention it. But, Tom, I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. You and Miss Bernice, have a good afternoon. And I'll listen for you on the net, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. Be careful out there, 7-3.
Okay, Patrick, good to hear you, bud. For the first time, I've seen a Tesla truck. Somebody's got more money than they got brains. That's about the ugliest truck I ever did see. Anyway, take care, Patrick. KO4HKX, N0TR73.